With less than a week until we have to fill out our census forms, the Census Office is facing embarrassment over its new technology. The information gathering event is held once every 5 years and requires participation from every Australian household. This year, the census is intended to be largely online, but that change has led to concerns about privacy and whether the technology can cope. A phone line has also been set up for people to request hard copies of the census forms, but that line is jammed, and instead, callers are hearing this recording.
Welcome to the 2016 Census Paper Form Request System. We are currently experiencing high call volumes in our automated system and are unfortunately unable to process your call at this time.
This system operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please call back at a later time. Thank you.
Well, our reporter Penny Timms spoke to the head of the census program, Duncan Young.
The census instruction letters have arrived at the majority of homes in Australia, and people are calling up in very large volumes to receive paper forms. Not higher volumes than we expect overall, but more, or people are acting straight away. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to handle the demand. And so I apologise for any inconvenience that people are experiencing, but want to reassure people that there's still plenty of time and we will get through all the calls.
That is one issue that has been raised with us. We've had several callers in who've said that they've not been able to get through to the phone lines for over a week now. What is being done to try to appease that demand?
So we're responding to this earlier demand than we expected by putting in more phone agents on the lines to handle calls. We're also increasing the number of lines, extending our hours, but also trying to reassure the Australian public that we've never fined anyone for completing the census late. People don't need to be worried that if they don't get through until later in the week, and if their census form is late, they won't get fined for that. They just need to fill it in relation to Tuesday, the August 9th. We expect that it'll still be busy over the next few days. And so if people are frustrated by calling and being asked to call back later, I'd encourage you to either to wait till later in the week or to look at whether or not someone can help you put in an online request.
Is it a bit of a schmozzle?
Some people are phoning before they receive anything at their home, and it's blocking up the system somewhat. So we'd like to encourage people to wait until they receive their materials, and particularly people in regional areas, they will be receiving a hand delivery of a paper form, and that might not arrive until this weekend. So if you haven't received a letter yet, you've probably got a paper form on its way anyway.
There are also several privacy concerns this year. What if people don't want to fill out their census in full or feeling apprehensive about it?
Australians have always provided their names and addresses as part of the census, and it's been the bread and butter of our business to protect that information. And we can assure Australians that they have legal protections, so it's illegal for us to release identifiable data to anyone, not even courts or tribunals or other government agencies. We have the best practice security protections in place to protect the data, and we actually take names and addresses away from all of the other data on the census form and isolate it so that no one can see both names and other census data at the same time.
Given that this one is going to be predominantly online for the first time, is there concern that the system will not cope, especially when we've seen different providers such as Telstra having massive outages, if there's pressure put on the system?
What we've done with the online census, because we are expecting high numbers of people completing online, is to make an online form which is designed to be extremely fast, extremely easy and extremely secure. To make it fast, we've made it very small. That means that it's very quick to load. It means it doesn't use much download at all. It's like 1 second of a YouTube video. And also it means that it doesn't put a great load on the networks or on server infrastructure. And we've built up more capacity than we need, and we've tested the system to well over that capacity limit in previous weeks. So we're all ready for Census 9.
Fingers crossed. The head of the Census program, Duncan Young, there, speaking to Penny Timms.